share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Disclaimer: this piece reflects the writer's opinion and compiled opinions of others on the subject matter. It does not reflect the opinions or beliefs of World Abuzz. Hashtag Adam Baba Latak Jawatan has been the top trending hashtag in Malaysia after the latest announcement by Health Minister Datuk Seri Dr. Adam Baba. On the 8th of February, Dr. Adam Baba issued a federal government gazette dated the 2nd of February, stating that the quarantine period for ministers returning from any official overseas visits have been reduced from 10 days to 3 days and will be enforced starting today, the 9th of February. After news broke out about this announcement, it didn't take long for a massive reaction from the public, with many calling on Dr. Adam Baba to resign from his position as health minister. He is as useless as it gets. Please do all of us a huge favor and hand your job to someone that is actually capable. Hashtag Adam Baba Latak Jawatan. This kind of ruling shows your lack of appreciation for our medical frontliners. You, of all people, health minister, is undermining their work and effort by this ruling. We're getting tired with this clown. No function at all. Better hashtag Adam Baba Latak Jawatan to reduce quarantine time for minister returning from overseas to only 3 days despite the new, more virulent, variant from UK and South Africa? I believe our health minister is incapable of common sense, so please hashtag Adam Baba Latak Jawatan. Can I just say I would be a better health minister than the current one? At least I would know when it's time to resign. Hashtag Adam Baba Latak Jawatan. Hashtag Mentari Jaga Mentari. Before the hashtag was trending, opposition MPs were some of the first to call Dr. Adam Baba out for the blatant double standards that has been evident throughout the Movement Control Order, MCO, period. Never expected that Malaysia would have gone to this level. If it is not clearly double standard, then what is it? Former Education Minister Dr. Mazli Malik said. Did L read it correctly or is it a fake news? At KKM Putrajaya. Could anyone verify this, please? For the sake of the people and the nation. 3 days quarantine. Remember Sabah, said former Health Minister Dr. Julkifli Ahmad. Other ministers like Hannah Yeo didn't say much, but just tweeted hashtag Mereka Jaga Mereka. And hashtag Mentari Jaga Mentari to express her view that the ministers are only looking out for each other. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin arriving at Halim Perdana Kusuma International Airport, Jakarta, Indonesia on the 4th of February. Can Adam Baba actually do that? Seeing that Malaysia is currently in a state of emergency until August 2021, Parliament and state legislative assemblies will not sit until a time decided by the Yang di Pertuan Agong, reported CNA. This means that the Prime Minister and his cabinet ministers are able to implement new orders without tabling it in Parliament. This ruling, of course, is very worrying to many people as a quarantine period of only 3 days does not guarantee that an individual minister is not infected with COVID-19. The very reason people are told to stay home for at least 2 weeks is to ensure that during that period of time, they are not exposing anyone else to possible infections. With ministers only needing to quarantine for 3 days after returning from other countries, how can we trust that they are not the ones who will be potentially spreading COVID-19 to the community? After what happened at the Sabah elections in September 2020 and the spike of COVID-19 cases after as a result of VIPs and politicians flouting their quarantine orders, there's great concern that the same thing could happen now. And just as the daily COVID-19 cases are finally showing a downward trend in the past few days after hitting an all-time high of over 5,000 daily cases 2 weeks ago, could this new ruling disrupt all the hard work that the frontliners and the people have put in for the past few months? What will the government do if that happens? Do our ministers not know how dangerous COVID-19 is? Also read, ministers returning from official overseas visits to be quarantined for only 3 days. Source, Borneo Post Online Source, Twitter Source, Berita Harian. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.